You're listening to Tunnel Vision, a 10-part series in which me, Bruno Involucri, leads a collection of writers, musicians, activists and academics through London's sewer system, inviting them to explore the space historically and acoustically. Each week, the series offers listeners a different take on the miles of forgotten Victorian tunnel that stretch beneath London's surface. This week, Gabriel Humberstone, a percussionist from Eddie Prevost's weekly improvised music workshop, takes part in two duets. The first with saxophonist Lawrence Williams, the second with cellist Uta Kangisa. Gabriel and Uta play in a chamber which acts as the meeting point of four separate tunnels below West Dulwich. Choosing the smallest of the four, they take up positions at one end, about 60 metres from a heavy metal flap which acts as a barrier to the sewage which occasionally floods the chamber. We join Gabriel and Uta as they open the manhole for the first time and attempt to fit a cello through it before lowering it into the pitch-black sheer drop that leads into the sewers.
Wow.
Well, if someone goes down...
It's pretty scary, isn't it?
I'm impressed.
Impressed or terrified? That's the scariest bit, though, came down there, and it's only on the other.
Okay.
So, basically, we've just got to get this cello down there somehow.
Well, I think someone needs to go down there and then pass it to the person.
Yeah, I think it would be good to somebody to kind of...
Catch it at the bottom, yeah.
Shall I go down first, and then...
Yeah, go... Do you want this?
What should we do about the chairs?
I'll pass them down to you first.
How can you can't really pass them down? It's like...
I don't know if I was that long.
Just like... I mean, we can use ropes.
Oh, yeah.
Suppose.
Okay. So what, you're just going to wait at the bottom and then grab the cello when it comes down?
Well, yeah, see
well
what
let's
happens.
See if I can do it like this. Do you think I'll fit in?
Nah, it's, I mean, how wide is that? You the cello and you on your back about a foot and a half,
Foot. This definitely won't fit into this.
Yeah, bit. Yeah, it's okay. Just impossible. Do you want to take the cello off your back and just see if it fits in the hole? It will, won't it?
Maybe it'll be good if you go first down, then you go second on the stairs, and someone passes you the cello with the rope.
Yeah, that
would
be good.
While the cello is hanging, so we have to. Yeah. Okay, that's good. I'm on the. Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, I think someone should be down with the light first. So.
Yeah, shining the light up. Okay. How are you going to tie the string onto the cello?
Well, just in case it drops, somebody should hold the string.
Okay, sure.
It won't drop. Yeah.
Do you want a torch?
Yeah, can I?
Yeah. Just.
What are you going for the headlamp?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It's my head, yeah.
You should put it on your head, probably.
I think it will fall down in the wrong moment.
Oh, fair
I think
enough.
It's good here. Yeah. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Got it?
I'm holding the cello now.
Wait. You got it safe, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe if you put it a little bit higher so you can get the strap.
Wait.
I'm holding for the necklace.
Okay. One strap on.
Okay.
The other one is just behind you.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool. I'm letting now the weight of the cello on your...
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm letting it on your weight.
Yeah.
And we have a rope.
It's fine.
Okay.
Is that alright?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm going to lift the rope.
Okay,
just drop the rope.
In one sec, I'm going to drop the rope, okay? Yeah. So watch out, it doesn't hit you in the face.
Is it alright?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm shaking, but it's okay.
You're shaking?
That's scary.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
After a slightly less eventful entry, Gabriel is joined by Lawrence Williams, using the same chamber to explore distance, silence and echo. Lawrence stands in the open square space of the chamber, while Gabriel hunches over his drum in a smaller tunnel leading to the heavy metal flap mentioned earlier. We join the pair as they make their way to the chamber, discussing the ins and outs of sewer exploration, while Lawrence attempts to persuade himself that it's impossible for the tunnels to flood.
What are we walking towards?
A kind of smooth concrete. Oh, no, we get to a set of stairs first, don't we?
Yeah,
we go up some stairs, then carry on walking along like this.
I mean, I want to walk towards above ground.
Ah, oh, right, West Dulwich.
Wow, what's this? What the fuck is that? It's like someone's flushed it.
Oh, no, it's not. I think someone put that down here.
What is that?
There's a big blade plug-in.
Oh, what?
A glade plug-in. That's thoughtful of them.
that's an exit, isn't it?
It's a little bit like fighting me.
I don't know, actually.
So this is human feces we're after.
This stuff, yeah. This is weird because this like obviously shows that a lot of water flows down here at some points.
Because it wasn't here last time.
Is that it was. It's just kind of always. Like every one of these you come across, it's just kind of this drops.
You worry about flow?
Don't know, not so much now. We did at first quite a lot, but worry about what? Kind of flooding and water flow.
Yeah.
But we used to be really careful to only go down after it'd been dry for a long time.
Yeah.
But like just recently we went down after like a week of really heavy rain just to see what it was like.
Yeah.
And we actually went down straight into the tunnel where there's the most water. And it was like, it was slightly higher, but not much at all. And then we dropped into these dry tunnels and it was just nothing.
I suppose the comforting thing is, like, with this kind of tunnel, like, to actually fill it with water would take an awful lot of water.
Yeah. And you'd see a lot before it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, there are, I think, yeah, the first one we went in, we didn't know what the fuck was going on, and there's a debris stuck to the ceiling.
Jesus.
So we were just like, oh god. We got out there really quickly, actually.
Can you just get out of any manhole and just push them open?
Well, some of them are jammed shut.
So there's a platform there you can stand on.
Yeah.
You wouldn't really want to.
No, I can't imagine that you would.
How does this even get open anyway?
Just because the water on the other side, when there's...
pushes it.
When it's full.
Jesus Christ, that's terrifying, isn't it?
Yeah.
So much water.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Tunnel Vision. For more information on the series or any of its contributors, please contact brinvolucri@yahoo.co.uk. Tune in next week when, in a nod to Resonance FM's University of the Airwaves, I use the varying acoustics found below ground to distort a lecture on the spatialisation of dirt and pollution recorded by Ben Campkin, architectural historian at University College London.